Haiti has just come through a very long electoral process and, to her credit, has been able to have a president of the republic elected by the people, to have the 50th legislature, the parliament that is functioning normally. The Haitian National Police now number 14,000. By November of this year, with the next graduations, the Haitian National Police will attain the minimum limit of 15,000 officers. We have seen increasing performance. We have seen better control by the Haitian National Police in a number of areas, including, for example, public order. We are working with the Haitian National Police with respect to their next five-year strategic plan, 2017-2021.
You've come to New York to convey to the Council the Secretary General's recommendation that the UN mission in Haiti come to a close by mid-October. Are you confident that Haiti is ready for MINUSA to leave the country?
The recommendation of the Secretary General, as you say, is for the mission to have one final mandate renewal of 6 months until October the 15th of 2017, after which the mission will close, and the Secretary General has recommended that there be a successor mission which will be acutely focused on the rule of law, on accompanying the Haitian National Police, on human rights, and on good offices. We think that the government of Haiti recently installed, we think that the political process, which has shown some development, we think that the civil society is ready, and the United Nations will be in Haiti, as the organization has been in Haiti over these years, through the 19 agencies, funds, and programs which have been supporting the government of Haiti and the society in Haiti, generally speaking, as they go forward.
Aside from security, training, and support, MINUSTA had also been providing the humanitarian community with vital air transportation to help them reach communities throughout the country. What will happen to some of those services provided by MINUSTA when it closes down, and what impact could that have on the humanitarian response?
I would say that at that time, when the mission will no longer have the kind of mobility that it has enjoyed so far, we will in all likelihood have to adopt and adapt different modes of mobility. These questions are still under study, and we work in united format with the UN agencies, funds and programs, and therefore we will have to put the cards on the table, as it were, to these agencies, funds and programs, and come up with ways with them, and they will have to come up with ways in which they will be able to respond in times of humanitarian crisis. We also are working with the government to try to assist the government to bolster its own resources and its own mechanisms to increasingly provide more by way of mobility in times of humanitarian crises.
Now, Haiti's been hit with a number of challenges in recent years. One of them has been the cholera epidemic. What impact will MINUSTA's departure likely have on the cholera support and response?
The United Nations has, in fact, been supporting the government of Haiti, the Ministry of Public Health and Population, especially, and other government ministries which have been responding to the cholera epidemic in the country. This support has come from the World Health Organization, Pan American Health Organization. It has come from UNICEF, it has come from the International Organization for Migration, and MINUSTA has in fact supported the effort. You will recall that the Secretary General established a high-level committee on cholera together with a former Prime Minister of Haiti to work with the Ministry of Public Health and Population in respect of the goal of the government of Haiti to eliminate the transmission of cholera. These efforts will continue. These efforts are ongoing even as we speak. There has been no let up to the support that the United Nations, as one UN, has been providing to the government of Haiti on the question of the elimination of cholera. I don't think that there will be any change with respect to the UN support for Haiti in this respect. You have seen the new approach, which was announced by former Secretary General Ban in December of last year, which has been embraced by Secretary General Guterres, who at the start of the year put out an appeal to member states for the resources that have been estimated that will be required for the new approach and for the two tracks of the new approach. This work, again, as I say, is continuing, and our hope and our expectation is that the member states will respond positively and favorably to the Secretary General's appeal in this respect.